Administration Committee meeting of Wednesday, September 18, 2019 to order. We have Alderman Trent here, Public Chair Peterson, myself, Mayor Purcell, and staff present. Any citizens' comments?
Is this a full committee?
Yeah.
That's right, it's your committee. So if you're on, I've learned, if there are four members and he's on the committee, it's a full committee. If he's not on the committee and there's five, he's always extra.
That's yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, minutes for correction from August 21st. Any comments or we'll take them as presented? Okay, I'll take them as presented. Okay, new business, admin 2019-49 monthly budget report for August 2019.
Okay, a couple things I wanted to point out before we get into the treasurer's report. Do we have the annual on here, or is that happened last month and I wasn't here? It was last month. Never mind. Pull up the sales tax numbers here to show where they've been at exactly. My spreadsheet loads here. So there's $283,000 in the far right column there. So that represents June consumer sales. That's usually one of our peak months. We had estimated $285,000 for that month, so it was basically right on par. And then the month prior at $286,000 was about $5,000 over what we had budgeted. So we are currently on track through one quarter of the year, the fiscal year, to meet our $3.151 million mark. So that's relatively stable so far. So good to see that.
Yes.
So I don't know what you're all looking at. Is that the same report that you send out, Rob, or is it a different one?
Well, the numbers of the report is a separate spreadsheet that tracks like year over year and things like that.
Because the report you send out, yeah, that just shows year to date. It doesn't show
correct.
Year over
correct.
Year, does it?
Correct.
So how does that compare to, that's what I'm always curious, how does it compare to a year ago?
That is?
We're up 3.12%
yep.
from last year.
Through when?
Oh. Well, Bart, you have that number, so.
That's June consumer sales to June consumer sales, 18 to 19.
So how about, so we're not talking about August yet, because you sent out the report for August.
Correct. The June consumer sales are the most recent ones that we've received. So if you look through the first quarter of the prior year.
So when you say June, they're the actual sales, but the money we received in August?
Correct. So it's June consumer sales sent to the state in July, and we usually get it in August or September.
So that'd be the August report then. Is that what we're talking about?
Correct.
August mm-hmm. report is
August 31st. Yeah, that's we're talking sure. two different languages. Okay.
So and
thank you.
Through the first quarter of fiscal year 19, we had $796,000 between the 3 months. And in 19, we've got 829, so that's significantly more. So that's good. So, yeah, we are generally trending upwards. We've assumed a 2% year-over-year growth in perpetuity for our budget. As you know, we had the Wayfair United States Supreme Court decision last year that's going to impact how sales taxes are paid on online consumer purchases. So the state went through and amended all their budget stuff last year. So a lot of that is going to hit in the next few months. I believe there's a trigger point of January 1st, 2020, and then July 1st of 2020, when we should see, quote, significant increase in sales taxes according to the IML. So a lot of that will be, some of it will be local based, so it'll be derived from people that are in our town that have online sales. But some of it will just be as a result of increased collection statewide, of which we'll get a percentage increase on. So,
does that hit the sales tax or is that hit the use tax?
It will. Most of it will hit the use tax, or the sales tax.
Well, okay.
Yes. So some of it will hit the use tax, but they're actually predicting that the use tax is going to go down or down in a lesser amount of growth than they had anticipated.
Relative.
Yeah. And I don't think there's anybody out there that's currently estimating, you know, what kind of impacts that'll have. So I think it's still... Yeah, a lot to be known. So our proposal was that we wouldn't address it or estimate it until it starts to roll in. So, of note, though, if you go to the MFT fund, so I'm going to go towards... It's going to be... PDF page 17 in the packet. It's page 6 on the budget report. So you've got 4 months of budget report revenues there for MFT, and nothing for MFT high growth. So the state's gas tax increase, we just got our first distribution, so post-July 1, of gas tax. The supplemental distribution from the increase in the state tax on gas represented an 85% increase in what we normally get, which is much more than we had anticipated. So I think most people were hoping for 40, maybe 50% on top of that. IML started to do a little bit of analysis. We did our own internal and then compared it with some... staffers at IDOT that actually administer the tax. And so we think that the monthly distributions for the supplemental are going to be 70 to 85% of what we normally get, and it will actually come in a separate line item check for us, so we'll be able to easily see what that increase is compared to the regular. We probably will still budgetarily track it all in one line item.
Correct.
But it'll be two checks, so it'll be real easy to see. So we are proposing, obviously, to increase our Road to Better Roads budget for the next few years. If we extrapolate out the increase over a full fiscal year and then take a little bit off the top, so we're conservative, you know, we had budgeted for like a $150,000 increase in the Road to Better Roads program. We should see about $300,000, though, in new revenue. So the thought was... increase at 150 over a five-year period just to see, you know, how that helps it along, and then set aside that 150 for other MFT-related items or other budget items that maybe we can move MFT-eligible expenses from the general fund into MFT, freeing us up to do other things in the general fund. So we figured that was a conversation that everybody wants to have, and so we've had that conversation scheduled for Tuesday at City Council. So we would have had it last night at Public Works, but we canceled that meeting, which was good because I think we got our MFT distribution on Friday. Mm-hmm. So that would have been after packet created, so we had to, would have had to scramble for that. So now we got a little bit of a delay and an additional week to talk about that, so we can do that on Tuesday. Other than that, I think that's all I have to report.
Any other comments on the budget report?
I had one, I can't remember what it was, and I can't find the file. So.
Alright.
I'll figure it out.
Admin 2019-50, monthly treasurer's report for August 2019.
Beginning fund balance of $13,124,377. Year-to-date revenues of $11,868,903. Year-to-date expenses of $8,562,475 for a projected ending fund balance of $16,430,805.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions or comments on that one? Okay. That one we move forward to council.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Admin 2019-51 cash statement for July 2019.
This is informational as always. Cash balances of the various cities' bank accounts are on the first page, and our CD summaries on the second.
We still have cash. All right, any comments on?
No, thank you.
All right. Continuing on. Admin 2019-52, monthly website report for 2019.
The report is informational, and it's in your packet. Of note, we have the highest total visits that we've ever recorded for the month of August. And for the first time, Hometown Days Festival beat out the homepage clicks. So when we link from social media to a direct link, people are actually going to that direct link rather than going to our homepage and then looking for it. On the social media data, we thought we had our highest viewed post, which was the... Make-A-Wish Foundation Jeep and motorcycle ride. However, we looked back and the Aurora incident this February was higher than that. So, but we are getting up there and knowing what our audience likes and views, and people are coming to us more and more to get that up-to-date information. If anybody has any other further questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay.
What was the Aurora post count? Do you remember?
Exactly.
I think the Mill Road one is beating it. So it was at like 20,000 impressions the last time I saw it. So.
Really?
Yeah. Which is crazy.
There you go.
What was that?
The Mill Road.
I was trying to find my question. I found it.
I think the Mill Road post is the most viewed post in our social media history.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It just goes to show how used that road is.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, thank you all for helping out with that. That was like, well, how much of that? About $125,000, $135,000?
Maybe you should have a ribbon cutting ceremony.
We're going to. We, after they get a strike, me and Scott Gregg, the chairman of the board, we're going to do one out there. Absolutely.
Champagne. Christmas.
Well, what we talked about is blocking off each end and having a trike race from one end to the other.
Gosh. Just you two?
Yeah. And maybe 20 feet instead of the whole thing.
Oh, no. Yeah. You said the whole thing. Yeah. You got to go.
If you could keep people away for that long, I'd be all for it.
we'll have two trains coming through, so don't worry.
Yeah, right.
Well, as long as one of us gets across before the other, then that person will probably win.
Yeah, 20,000 plus right now. So.
That's on our homepage?
That's on our Facebook page.
Really? Now, when I see the City of Yorkville Facebook page, I don't see that many.
You're not an admin on the Facebook page.
No, I saw, like, whatever, 40.
They don't like that. No, it'll show you, like, how many people have liked it and stuff. But, yeah, like, it's built into the app when you're an admin. So it's 20,573 organic people reached, so we didn't pay for any of those. Yeah, 40 comments, 211 reactions, 51 shares, so 1,800 clicks on it.
So when we do good things, sometimes people do pay attention.
They do.
When we do something they don't like, but sometimes they do like good things. Mm-hmm. That's outstanding.
Should try and figure out to get comments on people's satisfaction level on the new Mill Road repaving, just to see how happy they are. Because they're not going to call and say thank you for doing it, but they'll put it on social media, for sure.
They're not going to tell you that it's a great job. They'll say it took too long.
That's a good point.
It's about time you got it done. They won't say it.
Why wasn't it done faster?
Trust me, those comments are there.
I got a couple fruit baskets at work saying thank you very much. I'm just kidding.
I hope you brought them in here.
But if I did, I would, believe me. Six pack of beer.
Anything else on the website report? All right, that's informational. Moving on to 2019-53. This is the quarterly vehicle replacement chart.
Yes, this is our internal document that we use for replacements, so you can see mileage, lifespan, estimated cost, etc. So each one of the departments are working through these right now as we do our first cut of budget proposals.
And this was helpful. We, in public safety the other night, this was kind of brought up because they had, the chief had brought up what he's doing with it. So the correlation and the timing is very nice to see them and see how they work together. So, any comments on this one? This is a good informational item just to kind of track the entire fleet. So, no comments. We will look at this again next quarter. All right. Old business now, 2019-32. This is the nepotism policy.
In your packet, you have a revised policy, including the resolution to approve that. At the last meeting, it was discussed that you would like staff to go ahead and amend the current policy to allow elected or current employees to have relative work here if that work was 200 hours or less. So we went ahead and made that change, and it's included in the packet. It's redlined, as you can see.
How do you feel about that?
Very good. I think that's what we wanted.
Yeah.
200, so it's 4 weeks. Is that enough?
Well, so we went back and forth on that.
I mean, I'm not going to argue. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, we figure we picked kind of a number. You know, somebody was going to be here doing some things for the summer. It's not necessarily, you know, year-round, but if somebody wanted to do a little bit here or there, it sets a threshold.
Yeah, or I think it was like teach a class or something, which is a year-round thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somebody wanted to do those kind of
guitar
one-off
for kids
kind of classes. not be a, you know, street worker or, you know, water and kind of stuff. So, it gives a little bit. Someone wants to be hired on for a part time job doing crossing guard stuff, that kind of thing. All right, so if we have no other comments, we'll move that to City Council. Non-consent.
What?
That does not make sense. Since it doesn't exist.
You could probably just have that
funk has your humor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to do that by ordinance.
Say the ordinance.
We'll get there.
Give Chris 10 more years, so we'll mend everything.
We'll get there. All right, moving on. 2019-35 Facilities Master Plan, RFQ.
So I think the update given at the last meeting was that we were waiting to have a conversation with a couple of the proposers, with the mayor, to figure out if we wanted to move forward with the staff recommendation for the full contract or amend it, do a smaller project. That conversation still has not happened yet. We have knocked several items off of our list of meetings and orientations since the last month. So I would anticipate that we would be able to schedule that here in the next few weeks, if possible.
So, last month we did discuss this, and it was the will of the committee that we wanted to see this thing move forward. And out of respect of the timing and the scheduling, we said, okay, we'll give you another month. Let's see if we can get that through. So that's why this is still here. That's why we're kind of pushing on this one to facilitate the master plan moving it forward. You think that that's going to happen for that meeting?
For what meeting?
To meet with consultants and try to...
I'll meet with consultants, absolutely.
Because this is, I think, the will of the committee and of the council was to move this plan forward.
What plan specifically?
The facilities master plan RFQ. This is the study that was authorized by the council.
The committee said they want to spend $150,000.
The committee has said that we want to pursue going through with the study. Now, the terms of that study are to be determined.
Right.
Because that is to be negotiated with you and the consultant.
Okay.
But the intent is to move this forward and actually have that discussion take place.
We'll have a discussion.
Sooner than later.
We'll have a discussion before the end of the fiscal year. I don't know what the recommendation will be out of there. I mean, you and I have had this discussion.
We have very much.
And here's where I'm at. And so the rest who haven't heard my position, you can hear it. I have no problem talking about a study. But as far as throwing $150,000 at a 15 or 20 year study, I'm not real excited about that. Because I can go to my office and pull out a downtown study that was done by this city in 2005 or 6. And now we're looking at doing another. We're looking at approving another plan for the downtown. And none of the original plan was done. I can go to my office and pull out a study that was done by the county in 2005, which is a 20-year plan. And now there are county board members. I'm not there anymore. I was part of that, who wanted to do things completely different. So I'm not looking to spend $150,000 that was budgeted to do a 20-year plan when I think we can look at the different buildings. I've talked to department heads. I got their opinion on things. Asked them what their priorities should be or what ours should be as a city, not theirs. And they've all identified a couple buildings. And I'd be glad to share those comments with you. People rank the public works as number one, and this building is number two. Not everyone, but those are generally the comments. So I don't want to do a $150,000 study to say in 18 years we should do something on building D, E, or F when we haven't addressed the top two buildings. So I'm going to talk to these folks, get their opinions. But in the end, if they say we need to do a study on all facilities or all the facilities of the city and give you a 20-year plan, I'm not going to support that because I think that's wasteful. We just had $250,000 in a salt shed that we didn't budget for. We had to come up with money to pay for that. Part of the savings on this could be used towards that. And again, I have no problem looking at this building or that building or buildings we think we're going to attack. But as far as something that's going to be attacked in 12 years, that's not money I want to throw towards the study. I'm just being honest with you. And we've had that conversation.
We have, and I respect that. Or the intent of these studies to go through and determine what our needs are. And I know you say that department heads can do that.
So we as elected officials can too.
With due respect, I don't want to take our facility or our directors out of their full-time position to try to figure that out. The consultants will facilitate that and work with them without staff having to do it. And no offense to our staff. Our staff are very well qualified. But this will get outside of their scope of what they are truly qualified to do. They are not long-term planners for facilities.
So, I get that. But any study I've seen, and the study I reviewed, it's kind of interesting, the study I reviewed just the other day, I was looking at it. Actually, yesterday. I looked at it in bits and pieces again yesterday. They had the downtown plan for the city. And in that plan, they interviewed people. And who's one of the people they interviewed? They interviewed the intern, Bart Olson. You know, they interview all these people. What do you think these needs are? So I promise you, if we pay for any study, whatever the amount is, whether it's for one building or every building we have, they're going to interview the department heads.
They are.
And a lot of the information they're going to get is going to be from the department heads. If I can't ask our department heads to give me their opinion on what they think they need for space in the next 10 to 20 years, I got the wrong department head. I'm just telling you my opinion on that. I don't think I need to pay a professional to come up with what we need. Generally, when we decide we want to attack the building over there or this building here, then yeah, absolutely, let's bring in a professional and have them design the space. But the idea of having to interview people for buildings we may not build for 15 or 20 years, there's going to be a different mayor, different administrators, different elected aldermen. They're going to have different opinions. I just think to do that full study, Chris, I think it's a waste of money.
It's also a waste of money to let buildings fall apart like we have done. I mean, that's a relevant thing.
So
buildings that we are not maintaining, have not maintained. We have failed as a city to take care of many of our buildings. We just took care of the building right next to us, which has, or two over, for the HVAC system. That waited for 7 years while I was on the council before we dealt with that. It was $300,000, $300,000 to $700,000. We finally got it done on the low end. We neglected that. We've neglected many others. We're neglecting buildings still. We don't know how much we really need. We don't have the ability to get out of our own way to figure things out at times. Because we look at it and we're like, well, okay, this building, if we need a new building, it's going to be $20 million. We can't do that. We go and we buy a million and a half dollar downtown building. We still don't have a use for that building that really utilizes it. I think none of us can argue that that's the case. But the intent of the plan and why we went through this entire process was to have someone go through and actually work with our department heads, collect the data, put together how much it's going to cost and which buildings we should be doing, not because we think we need it, but which ones are the most fiscally responsible. Can we consolidate buildings? Can we move away from buildings? What's going to be the most advantageous for the community?
I respect what you do. I know you're in the planning field. I can just tell you through my experience as an elected official and what I've read what the city did years ago, to do a 15 or 20-year plan, or whatever it is, 25-year plan, on every building in the city, Chris, we don't have enough money to do what they will recommend. I've seen it time and time again. You need to do A, B, C, and D. Well, you know what? We have money for half of A, or A and half of B. I don't think asking our department heads and us as elected officials to say, what should be the priorities? Public Works and this building here. Okay. And then let's figure out how much we want to spend and come up with a plan that way. And maybe we need to put a little towards parks. But again, if you want to go spend $150,000, you talk about we're not maintaining our buildings.
Well,
I look at that $150,000, we did Mill Road with that. And we have a little bit of spare change. So you talk about not spending money on maintenance. I've never suggested to you we shouldn't spend money on maintenance. You've not heard me since May 14th say we don't want to put more money in capital.
I talk to staff every
day. We need to put more money into capital. We need to plan better. And I think it's more important that we plan with our budget than we do hire some consultant to spend $150,000. Now, to your point, as I said, I will talk to these people. Absolutely, I will talk to them. And if they have something that makes sense, I may ask them, hey, give us an idea of what it costs to look at these two buildings and come up with an actual drawing document. I'm asking that, and they may come back and say, it's X number of dollars, and then we'll bring it to the committee and say, what do you think of this plan? Then we'll bring it to the full city council. What do you think of this plan? I've seen it enough. And again, if you all want to spend $150,000 on some grand study that I promise you, you will not accomplish half of it. If you want to do that, go right ahead and do it. I will be glad to take that argument over.
So are you recommending, like, table it for a couple years or just take it off completely and go further?
What I want to do is talk to these consultants. Bart and Aaron have some consultants that, this was before I took office, yeah, that they interviewed. And they would like me to sit down with them. I first said, I had no desire. But I thought about it, and I said, let's sit down and talk to them. And maybe we can talk about some of these things here, like this building, that building. Give us some ideas. Give us your experiences. And then we can take it from there. So I'm not suggesting we shouldn't do planning. I'm just suggesting going about a different route. I know this building and that public works building are the two greatest needs. We also have some needs with parks. We're talking about some things with grants there. They may come together, may not. But the two biggest needs are this building and that building. And when I asked the department heads, what do you rank as the top three needs? Those came up almost every single time. The public works was number one. I think of the 12 people answered, or 10 people answered, two or three of them did not have that as number one. They had it as number two. Everyone else had it as number one. Why do I need to pay a consultant $50,000 to say that? I might need to pay a consultant $20,000 or $30,000 to design a building, but I think there's a better way to do it, to use the money more effectively.
So one of the things that we talked about in discussing with the consultant is one of the proposers has a cost feasibility analysis built into his study. So it's not something we asked for, but he will look at existing revenue streams, he looks at available economic development opportunities, where, like, you know, you build a mixed-use building and then actually have tenants in your building and put City Hall on top, you know, to figure out a way to drive down the cost of a project. And so that was one of the things I think that fit within what the mayor was looking to do, something more targeted and specific, maybe a little bit more realistic than just saying, here's the world map and we can figure out where we want to go after that. It's like, you know, here's a couple countries and we know how to get there, and, you know.
And if we can do that, I mean, I don't want to spend $150,000. I mean, we have a pie-in-the-sky number right now. We have no idea what it's going to be. We've kind of looked at other communities, what they've done. That's where this $150,000 to $200,000 number comes from. Now, a good negotiator, John, like you, you could get that down quite a bit from
or now zero.
And that's where I don't want this to be put on a back burner and be shelved just because, well, we're going to have our staff do it and make the decisions. Talk with these guys. See if something like what Bart's saying can be done. Can we negotiate the terms? Find a way to make it economical for us.
Can we spread it out a couple of years?
Help us figure out what buildings, no offense to department heads again, but what buildings do we need? Because there are outside sources or, you know, issues. Bart, your partner, Rob, you guys are probably the best on this one because you are in with the finance far further than most of the department heads. So when a department head is saying, well, I know that this building is a true need, but what are our other things? You know, I mean, you guys are looking at numbers that are projecting out 5 years all across the city, not just a department. So we know that Public Works needs facilities. We know that City Hall, Police Department needs facilities. But we have outside factors from each department that are weighing in. And that's what, you know, if we can get some of this information, if we can enter into some type of a contract that allows us to look at it at a 30,000-foot level first, you know, get some of that data, you know, get the empirical data first before we enter into a full-blown plan. So let them know, hey, you're not willing to go right into it, but give a proposal. Find out what their number is. What's the harm in finding out what their number is?
I don't know about that, but I think I'm actually a little shocked that you as an elected official, Chris, do not have the confidence to make a decision on what you think the priority for the city is. That's why you're elected. That's why I'm elected. We look at things, we take input from other elected officials, from the people who work for us, and say, you know what, this is something we need to tackle. I think if we come up with $10 million, we can address the needs here and the needs there, and we can finance that for $650,000 a year. Now, I don't know what the rates are going to be in 3 years, because 3 to 5 years is the minimum. If we decided today we wanted to do something, it's a good year before we have a plan, and it's another 2 to 3 years before the buildings are built. But that's kind of in my mind. $10 million is what we're going to need to finance. Might it be 9, might it be 11? Yeah, and that's what my thought is. And I'm going to talk to this guy with those things in mind. And all the other stuff, we have needs for the water towers, you know. But that's a different fund. You know?
Right, and we're talking buildings. We identified in the RFQ what the buildings were. They are the primary buildings. They're not ancillary secondary buildings. They are the primary uses for the city.
Yeah, and
we're not talking sheds, we're not talking, storage facilities. We're talking the primary uses. That's what was outlined in that RFP.
Perfect. Again, we will talk to them. I will talk to them with staff, and we'll come up with some ideas, some proposals. But I can just tell you, I'm not spending $150,000 on a study for 20 years when we know the top two or three things that need to be done. I'm not going to do it.
And I'm not going to say that none of us know what the primary buildings are. I mean, we know what the needs...
Well, what do you think are the top three buildings? Let me ask you the same thing I asked departments. What do you think the top three buildings are?
Top three buildings or top three uses?
Top three buildings that we need to address.
I
You can't give me an answer of your opinion as an elected official?
You're asking me what three buildings? I don't know if we need the buildings we have. Maybe there's a better one. Maybe we acquire a different building. Maybe we build a new building. So I can't tell you which current buildings they are. That's why I can't answer that.
There are
multiple ways of approaching it. Sorry.
That's fine. If you want to dance around that way, that's
I'm not
fine.
Trying to dance around it. I'm being honest.
No, I think the way to do it is we need space there, we need space here. We need it on both sides. You talk to the police chief, you talk to staff here, you talk to the guys who run the place over there. What do you see in 20 years? And Chris, I don't know what the population is going to be in 2 years, let alone 20 years. But you take your best guess. And that's, again, I'm going back to my experience in the county. I supported, along with 7 or 8 other board members, to build this big, huge courthouse over there because we thought the county was going to grow like crazy. And you know what? We started in the middle of it, and all of a sudden things tanked. And now, we haven't even filled the first floor over there, let alone the second floor. So I don't know what's going to happen. But again, we're paying people pretty good money. They should have a good idea. And again, I feel as an elected official, I feel like you should have the confidence to say, this is what I'd like to do. And we as elected officials should have those conversations. And we'll get some professionals in here sooner or later. We absolutely will. Maybe the scope of what you'd like to have done and the scope of what I'd like to have done are not exactly the same. I'm not suggesting to Eric Duke, hey, Eric, why don't you draw an architectural plan for a building over here? Or Bart and Rob and Aaron, hey, come up with architectural drawings for this building. I'm not suggesting that at all.
Could do that.
But I think we can do more internally before we spend $150,000. Maybe we come back with a plan for $30,000. I don't know. But we will, as I said, I will talk to them. I'm not going back on my word. I will talk to them. But I'm not going to promise you that I'm going to come back with a plan for $150,000.
All right. Is there anything on the old plan that we could look at or revisit? Or is it just that expired and old?
It was mostly downtown, I think, wasn't it? I mean, there's probably some things you could look at.
It was half downtown, and it was half space needs analysis only. So if you look at it, it's like a bubble diagram of City Hall. So they interviewed all the staff and said, what do you think is needed? What do you think is needed? They put their expertise on it and said, for this population growth, you need a City Hall of 60,000 square feet. It's going to cost you $10 million to build, and you need to put it on 8 acres. And here's how the departments should interact space-wise. So this, person needs to be near this person. You need to have, community rooms, et cetera. 2006. So one component of our entire plan is to look at that and then make some assumptions. So some of that data, is already there and is ready for analysis. I'm sure that they'll want to update it. And that's only, the space needs part of it, though, is only one component of what we proposed. So we proposed some pretty...
It's not the main inside of it either, though.
No, but they're supposed to look at our EMG building study and then make some assessments of our operations and buildings to say, this building is terrible for police station because of X, Y, and Z, and here's why. And so you should think about when you build a new police station about doing, the layout in this way. So that type of effort is another component of the plan. So,
old plan or the new one?
The new plan.
Okay.
So it will be much more expansive than just a space needs analysis. Right. So the space needs analysis is one component of it.
Yeah, that's
it.
So how much did that one cost back in 2006?
That was $113,000 or something like that.
But
so
there was a big part of it with that downtown component.
Yeah, I would say that's at least half of it. Yeah.
I mean, basically they were obliterating.
So this one, just so I understand a little bit more, this one for 150 is a lot more comprehensive and includes a lot more than the one for 113 for 13 years ago.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. It tells us financially, what are they going to be? How can we achieve that? Do they recommend bonding? Do they recommend other funding sources? the intent was to look at existing buildings, which buildings could be used for what. You know, could we repurpose the Van Emmon Activity Center for X, Y, or Z? Or does that building get taken off the rolls and we look at other buildings as a whole? Or do we just raise that building and build a new one? That was what the intent
purpose
was
of that study.
Yeah, that's a component of it.
Right.
I do want to
there's
stress.
Where were there like four different?
Yeah, there was a big section in there for our facilities manager to basically have the consultant synthesize the EMG building study and our operations and our current facilities and make some high-level recommendations about ways to repurpose existing buildings and recommendations to get, like, the best bang for our buck. You know, to just say, like, you know, hey, it makes sense financially for you to, you know, maybe not build a new police station because it's way more expensive to build a new city hall and then repurpose this building with $500,000 of, I don't know, sell costs or something, you know, and then you've got a holding facility in here, and then this becomes a facility temporarily for police. Those types of things.
Yeah. So from the committee, we know that the mayor does plan to have conversations. Do we as committee, and I'm going to put this out there, do we want to hold it here and wait for an update, or do we want to continue this discussion? What would be the will of the committee?
Say wait until
the wait you're back.
Yeah.
I was going to think you're going to talk down ish.
Do you have like a whole list of questions for them when you sit down with them yet? Or, I mean, can we generate some for you too?
That I mean, if you want, absolutely. No, I don't have a list. Me, it's just have a conversation. What do you do? Here's what I'm thinking. Just spitball. That's the way I do things mostly. I let Barb make the list of questions.
You freelance. You freelance in the meeting.
Yeah, exactly. No, if you want, I have no problem.
I just from a scheduling perspective, I do know like the earliest meetings that we're booking according to both of our schedules is like early October. So I would hope if the consultant can meet then yeah, you would have an update by next month. But realistically, it might just be mid-October, late October, just depending on their availability and ours.
Sure.
So
we knew we had to get through the jail, and you know that's the thing, as Bart said. Chris, you and I might disagree on the degree of the study. Or the scope of the study, but we were working a lot on the jail. We've done preliminary budget hearings, so when we have our October, what is it, planning session?
Goal setting.
We have at least preliminary budget requests in there. And then, you know, we've been just still trying to do all the department head meetings. So I understand your concern. I understand concerns of people who like to see me have those discussions. Whether I do that now or in 6 months or 4 months or 2 months, in the big scheme of things, is not going to change things. But there's only so many hours a day I'm going to put in this place. And I've been putting quite a few in. So
I'm not crying about it.
I'm just telling you, you got to rank things. And this first few months has not been number one on the list. I know it has been for you. You've been here a lot longer than I have.
And I appreciate that. Obviously, RFP processes take a long time just to go through the publishing and getting everything back and questions. But then former mayor did sit on it just because it was coming up and he decided to sit just due to wait and see what happens with the election. And so I understand. I mean, he could have gone ahead.
Well, I was going to wait until the next election.
But I'm going to keep it on.
I meant for mayor.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it on for next month.
Keep it on.
If
Chris,
We've had this discussion half a dozen times at least. And it will be an ongoing discussion. We will probably have it tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah, I think after a few vodkas, this will come up.
Strike that from the minutes.
I'll be taking bets, making books.
And if it were January 1st, we could go to a grow house or something like that, right?
And then you'd probably wager on it because you squirt much in your two fight about.
Anything else on this one? Okay.
And I showed up just so
I knew why you should.
I Mark asked.
You skipped last month. Why didn't you come last month? We could have dealt with it.
Because I'm sick of meetings. These two right there, those two 30s.
I load you up.
Oh, you're all 30s.
Well, yeah.
They've been holding me here hostage.
Well, Bart's getting the last one, so Aaron had to relay it. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If I
nothing else on that one, we'll bring it back. Last item on old business, admin 2019-45 website redesign update. We have a mood board.
Okay, I'm leaving unless you need me for this. I really don't care what y'all decide.
Can we revisit 2019-35?
See y'all.
See ya.
Have a good night.
See ya. You're not going this weekend, huh?
Where?
Down to IML?
No, I can't.
Not even one night?
I wish. Yeah, I wanted to.
Okay, that's fine. Next year.
Take pictures. Notes. Take copious amounts of notes.
Copious amounts.
Copious amounts of notes.
So in the packet, you have a proposed mood board as well as a layout proposal. To keep things on track for the December 17th rollout, we have tentatively approved both of these so they can move forward with the design process at Civic Plus. But there is also a design review between September 24th and October 25th. So once we get that new design, we can put it in the packet for your review at the next admin committee meeting. Just for your knowledge, we do have an internal staff committee, and we are basing our proposed layout and our color scheme, as well as some of the different pictures that we are proposing to put on the website, against Cody, Wyoming. We really like their website, and Yorba Linda, California. So between the two of them, we're really taking the best of what we think from both of those communities and putting our best foot forward with our new redesign.
Is that like an operations thing or ease of use or kind of everything? Or
ease of use and layout.
Ease of use and layout.
Yes, okay.
They're simple designs. Are these the photos that we circulated to staff too?
Correct.
Okay, so these photos I think were almost universally panned by the staff review committee. So we were in the process of picking some new ones. So, but any feedback you have in general about the photos or the mood board would be appreciated as we continue. So,
also, if you notice on the photos, they do have a purple tint to them or a hue. It's because of the accessibility requirements for the differences in colors.
Anybody have any other comments on that?
No,
the only thing I want to say is I know we talked about using the color scheme from the downtown. I really would like to see the downtown colors stay as the downtown and the citywide stay as the primary red highlights. I want to, since we've gone that way for the downtown, I want to keep that as its own separate element. So theming for the downtown, mm-hmm. I'd like to keep that as its own instead of incorporating that into the overall for the city.
We have passed that information along, but for the highlight colors, we included all three.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine, yeah. I just want to, since we've done it, let's brand it, let's keep it, and make that unique. You know, I think for branding, that's a good way to do it, separate the downtown. So.
Those are two good websites, by the way. I like those.
Yeah, we like
those. Wish we had mountains like Cody Wayne.
I know.
Yeah.
Or the Pacific Ocean,
did
like Yorba Linda.
I
personally did. No.
Just a nice hill off of High Point Road.
Which one? Yeah. Up the hill, past the fairgrounds?
Sure.
Yeah. It does have a nice view. If you go look east, you can see most likely to Chicago. I know you can from, is it Ashley Road?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see the Sears Tower sometimes.
And when you're out there and you get a good night, you can definitely see Menards and you can see all this.
Yeah.
The glow is great.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Now, this is informational. It has moved to City Council. Are we moving this on?
Nope. Informational. They're still doing some work on it. So.
Okay.
Would you like to bring this back the next meeting to look at the overall design?
Yeah, if you have that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not trying to design by committee because that's a pain in the rear. Look at Batavia trying to do their new logo.
Oh, yeah.
So we're not going to do that, but high-level input, that's always good, I think.
Yep.
And then that would be October. Okay. Any additional business?
Not for me.
Okay. I'll catch you, Bart, on recreational marijuana.
Good.
After this.
Sure.
I need to talk to you. I want to chat with you.
Me?
Yeah.
When?
Well, there. So, I've been asked if...
Is it... We have to adjourn or no?
No, we're not adjourned.
Oh.
We'll do it as an additional business item. Recreational marijuana. I know the mayor has it on the agenda to continue discussions. Some of the aldermen have reached out to me and asked if we can put it on council agenda for and more expedited conversation. I think how he put it was, we're going to see how it pans out.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversations that I've had were, we don't want to wait till the last minute. So I know there are five to put it on the agenda. If we it's more of the, can we get a general map showing where the locations are, you know, just kind of restriction zones.
Yep.
A couple case studies of similar municipalities that have already approved it outside of the state that have case studies for similar demographics, I would hope. And then some information on some of the municipalities that have already either opted in or out. But the intent would be to have that sooner than later and not just kind of let it come together on its own. But
sure, let me give you a little update before we add anything to the agenda. So we do anticipate that the tax ordinance will be on the next agenda for Tuesday, because we have to implement that by October 1st. So in order to have it be effectuated immediately, the Illinois Department of Revenue requires you to pass the ordinance by October 1st. So we're planning on doing that regardless of whether we opt in or opt
because
out of sales.
We have to do that. If we're going to do it, we have to have the tax.
So that is definitely ready for Tuesday's City Council meeting. We were going to give a verbal update at the meeting on Tuesday about some of the thoughts. We haven't received any input from anybody necessarily in regards to zoning, but our outline of what zoning requirements are. I'm breaking a little bit of news here, but the medicinal marijuana that we approved had a buffer of 2,500 feet for cultivation centers and 1,000 for dispensaries. And so there was a map passed around at the time, I believe, that showed the areas of town where that was allowed. So we were looking to do something that mimicked that in proposal, make it a special use. I think everybody was kind of, okay with that. To do, no consumption on site. I think everybody was unanimous when we talked about that verbally. And then Christy was going to come up with surveys of what other people are doing, and some of that is still a moving target. As far as like buffers go, and the maps of different radiuses around, residential and commercial uses, or residential uses rather, for dispensaries and cultivation centers. So we do anticipate that those materials will be done for the October 8th City Council meeting. So it is tentatively on that. It will not be ready for Tuesday. We'll be able to give you the update on it, but yeah.
But the money will be ready for Tuesday.
It
had been brought to my attention and asked if I would facilitate it, so I'll bring it up. But if it's coming forward, I will make that note.
It is.
So, which, just with the mayor's comments, it seems like it could go either which way. He's not pushing too hard, but I think staff probably wants to see it finalized.
What do we have any other idea on what other cities local that have opted out? Look like this morning Chicago is opting out.
No, they're not opting out. They're restricting where it can be sold.
Yeah,
they don't want it sold downtown.
Yeah.
The only place close to us, I think, would be Naperville has opted out.
Right. Which then Warrenville stepped in and said they were going to do it from what I understood.
Right. But I like Montgomery Sandwich, Plano, they haven't made a decision yet.
It seems like most of the places that
the
I'm
county.
Reading in the newspaper... Right. They might be putting a couple hundred feet on it as buffers to residential, but I think there's going to be a lot of them that say no buffer is required, but it needs to be a special use. That way they can look at it contextually.
Right.
So, we're so large and there's so much empty space that even if we put 1,000 square foot on, I mean, there's hundreds of acres where a new shop could be built. And there's even some existing business areas that could be built with utilities. So
yeah.
I don't think there's
1,000 feet from a residential and you've got 300 acres of vacant land and they wanted to...
Right.
I mean, it kind of is prohibitive in a way that you wouldn't necessarily want.
When I saw the map for 1,000 feet based on the existing... That's what our dispensary for medicinal is. Pieces of Kendall Marketplace are in play. There's areas on the west side of town. There's like the northeast corner of 71 and 47. There were enough that I wasn't concerned that somebody could, theoretically land if they wanted to. So, yep.
Heard of the gas station.
So we do anticipate having a full ordinance for discussion on October 8th.
I will convey that to the individuals.
Fair enough.
All right. Any other additional business? Adjourn at 6:52.
Thank you.